This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom wants Hokas plus Mr. Fisty and tennis. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's outrageous. It's hot. It's sexy. It's HBO's trendy slitcom. Sex in the City. Sarah Jessica Parker stars as Carrie, the young journalist, Strumpet, who's always on the prowl for sex in New York City. And she has three horny girlfriends who spend more time going down than the elevators at the Empire State Building. In last week's episode, uber slut blonde sex kitten Kim Cattrall took her love for men in uniform to new heights and gave new meaning to the term NYPD blue. Well, look out, Sex in the City. There's a new show in town. Bob and Tom Television presents Sex in the Suburbs, starring our own Christy Lee.
Samantha, you bitch. I can't believe you did that. Okay, Christy, it's your turn.
Well, I read about it in Cosmo, and then out of nowhere, it happened in the back of...
Your new SUV?
Yes.
I knew it. Tell me more.
Well, it was pretty messy and really dirty.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Well, I never thought I'd see one, you know, that big.
Was it Mr. Big?
No, but it was huge.
Oh, come on. Tell us what happened. I can barely stand it.
Yeah.
Well, my little girl got this enormous peanut butter and jelly stain on the baby seat harness.
Uh-huh.
And I got it out with this new product called Zippy Clean. It's a combination of bleach and trisodium phosphate, and it just kicks ass.
Wow.
Yeah, there I was in the back seat, me and the Zippy Clean, and a lot of elbow grease.
You go, girl.
I'll tell you, my hands were going up and down just like in the old days.
You whore.
It's Sex in the Suburbs, starring Christy Lee.
Oh, and yesterday, I'm out in the backyard when suddenly my husband pulls it out and asks me if I want to hop on. Well, naturally, I said yes, and we spent the next 20 minutes rolling around in the grass.
You mean...
That's right. He took me for a spin on his John Deere riding mower.
Oh, boy.
And next week, I'm going to help him put down mulch around the deck.
You know, girls, lately all we ever talk about is our houses, our cars, and our kids. Hey, Christy, what about your sex life?
Sex? Well, I call it the chore. You know, the usual missionary style, 5-minute tops, every third Saturday, if we can get a babysitter, and only if I'm really drunk.
Oh,
I know what you mean. It sounds like my sex life.
Mine, too. Hey, tell me more about that cleaner. Zippy cleaner? I've got this wicked pizza stain in my minivan, and, well, I just can't get it out. I've tried and tried.
Sex and the suburbs.
Hey, are you girls in the mood for something really hot and steamy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, jump in the SUV. We're going to Starbucks.
Yay!
Only on Bob and Tom Television.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, Chick.
Ace Cosby's here.
Hey. I'm Chick. Hello, Tom. This just actually really happened in real life.
I was talking to Willie.
Josh, I'd rather have you tell it because you tell the
story. No, you're going to get
so
the story
much.
Wrong.
No, go ahead, Josh. What just happened before?
If I get the story wrong, please correct me because okay. I was half listening.
Okay.
To you buffoons.
It's exhausting. Isn't it? The buffoonery that happens in this room.
But Tom, you mentioned you have a new article about a shoe.
I was reading an article about this shoe called Hoka, H-O-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's saying that this is the best shoes. And I've
heard about these for a few years. I've heard these are good, comfortable. They're running shoes. They're marketed towards fit people. But if you're a big guy, you should wear these shoes. They've got good arch support. I've had them pitched to me. Hey, this is a comfortable fat guy shoe. I've never worn one.
Are these the shoes that look clunky?
They
kind of look wide or padded or something?
Yes. And they're very high. And they add like 2 inches to
so
your height.
So I was
height.
Asking Chick, and then when he got mad, I turned to Willie and said, you worn them?
I believe you say, Willie, do you have these shoes?
I say, no.
And then Tom said, are they comfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
exactly.
You, after telling him no.
No.
That's exactly what happened.
I barely have seen these shoes. Oh, really? So are they comfortable? What the hell is wrong with you?
Hey, it's not like you've got your last $10 and you can only get one pair of shoes and you've got a special gift card. You can go buy the damn shoes.
Yeah, just try them. If you don't like them, take them back.
Go buy it.
I'm not familiar with them. What's the price point on these, baby?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going to say 150, 170.
Okay, so you're good training.
Yeah.
What size are you? I'll just order you
athletic,
a pair. I'll buy you a pair.
They had a very special look. Special.
They're athletic shoes?
Mm-hmm. I'll talk to my shoe guy, my shoe guy who speaks to me, as opposed to Chick, and we'll see what they
say.
You
have another shoe guy? Ooh, some of these are expensive.
Oh, yeah?
$275 on that price point. That's,
I never did get my breaking shoes.
They're about 150.
Okay,
well,
that's what I said.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They checked it on the internet.
Okay. Well,
you see what's happening?
You don't buy. You don't own these.
Do you see what? I know what they cost.
See, you're accusing me of.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm reporting the news. Is what I'm.
I was asking a two-parter, and I know you never ask a two-part question. It's my fault. Do you have any? Are they comfortable? See then.
Have you noticed?
No, do you have any? No, I don't. Oh, okay.
Then end of story.
That would be the end.
Do you have any? He says no. Are they comfortable?
He doesn't know any way that they're comfortable.
Of course,
or not.
I understand that now. Let's just move forward into the world of sporting shoes to sports. Do we have any sporting news today?
Oh, Tom, they have a slip-on mule. Maybe that's where you should go.
Well, first of all, we got a couple of loose ends to tie up from yesterday. We were talking about Mr. Fisty. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, that was my favorite part of the show.
I thought so.
Willie doesn't know about Mr. Fisty.
What's he up to? Fiston?
He's a kid's show host.
We had a story about how meditation. We all know the positive aspects of meditation. Sure, at least we've heard.
Yeah.
And some people suggested, hey, look, meditation may not be for everybody. It could actually exacerbate certain mental
more
issues.
More depressed.
10% of people, they said, it can make them even worse.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, be careful. And I said, no, I don't buy any of that. I've been doing meditation for years, and it hasn't affected me or Fisty. Isn't that right?
That's right! We love to meditate!
Now, do you have a... What is it? What's
time.
It called? Is it called a mantra or mantra? What is it?
Mantra.
Mantra?
That's a part of TM, right?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell anyone your mantra, or is it a secret?
I'd be happy to share it.
What is your mantra?
Oh, please, Josh, don't put your wiener in my mouth.
Fisty!
You keep repeating that.
Fisty, I told you not.
That's your mantra. I don't like it.
Well,
one of those mouth pigeons.
I'm not a Chinese.
I know you're not, Misty.
I'm not a Chinese.
How have I never met Mr. Fisty?
Well, he comes out. It was the whole.
Can he have a regular segment on the show? I want to ask Mr. Fisty. If you have any questions out there, please email us. Bob and Tom.
I want to buy
Tom.com.
Mr. Fisty a necklace. And you heard that right, Josh? I'm buying you a bracelet, pal.
Top-ranked tennis player Jannik Sinner. You know he's up to no good.
Oh, yeah. God,
he tested positive twice for an anabolic steroid back in March, but he will not be suspended because the ITIA, yes,
as the TIA.
It's the International Tennis Integrity Agency.
Oh boy,
that's gonna be a place where money's laundered.
Yeah. Some of the greasiest palms you'll ever feel.
So let me get this straight: they had such a problem, they had to start a committee to take care of integrity amongst tennis players.
Well, remember what they said about everybody on the tennis tour. You can never mind. No. The agency determined the banned performance enhancer entered Sinner's system unintentionally through a massage from his physiotherapist.
Whoa, is this possible at all?
Therefore, he won't be punished.
I'm skeptical.
Of course. Any clear thinking?
Why would a masseuse be using a steroid on the skin?
Well, my
there are topical things that are steroids.
But wouldn't they know that it's a steroid?
You would, boy.
What's always been my grief about our buff, or what do I want to say? Problem with these pissy issues are you can't tell me that any self-respecting athlete doesn't know what's going on with his body or his system or what he's eating, and he had 4 grams of honey protein or whatever, and I didn't know that this had anabolic steroids in it to make me hit the ball 10 miles an hour faster. I had no idea. I am not buying it, Tom. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not buying it either.
All right.
But I'm sure that, like we said, that the greasy palms of the International Ethics Committee for Tennis.
Yes.
I can only imagine that.
I've never taken anabolic steroids. Have you guys?
No.
I've taken diabolic steroids.
I've had to.
Walked around just popping balloons of kids. Slapping ice cream cones out of their.
You laugh like that.
These diabolic
steroids. I'm going to steal the moon.
I'll scare you with Mr. Fisty. That menace popped my balloon.
That's right. It's these damn steroids.
Next to the guy who invented Thursday night football in the NFL, this is the worst idea the league has ever had, in my opinion. They are going to have an NFL game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th. That's the day after the September 5th opening game. And in Brazil, when the Eagles play the Packers, they're going to have Brazilian pop star Anitta will perform at halftime. This will be the first NFL game in the South America country. That's right. How about that, Tom? They're playing in Brazil now.
Mm.
And here is Brazil pop star Anitta. You might like this, actually.
I wonder if this...
Yeah!
Making her commit international crime.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just hopped in a car with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Auto-tune.
Wait, they're going to drop it, Willie. Here it comes.
Okay, it's...
Anybody?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Hmm. No thanks, Tom.
Anitta.
Was it the 1987 synthesizer sale at...
Who is this,
at, the Brazil Anitta Guitar Center.
Yeah, check out that ass. I didn't get a chance to look.
Oh, her last name, Dikinme.
Anitta Dikinme?
No. What?
Thanks,
why don't you come up with what is her name again?
It's in Portuguese.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Anitta Dikinme.
What?
That is not.
You know, Anitta. The clearer you try to say it, the worse it gets.
Anitta Dikinme.
There we go.
Oh, jeez.
That's my Portuguese accent.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely.
I am Anitta Dikinme.
No, you would say I am.
I object to all the international playing of American football.
All of it. Really? London and all that
stuff. I'm just sick of everything. Does every country have to be the same? Isn't it great when... I don't know. It's just
than when the people who
I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised to hear you say this.
No, I just it was kind of cool that I get.
I like the people who stay in their countries, right? Don't
no,
you
but
like
it's just great that a sport has a home, kind of.
It's just an international display.
Sure, yeah. It's having fun.
Yeah, I don't get it. You're putting the teams on a plane for two. That's,
it worked over here, didn't it? I knew some people who flew to Vegas to see the soccer game, the international, you know, sort of soccer games. And
oh, I know a couple of guys that couldn't wait to see it in person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's a huge problem with the World Cup coming here. Right. Is that the one coming here?
Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Because the people that live in those countries can't get visas. Like if you live in Venezuela,
they should just get a MasterCard.
It takes 3 years to get a visa or something crazy.
I get an
many fine credit cards.
Come on, sure. I mean,
would you want would you want to play the Super Bowl in Tokyo?
No. Here's my other outrageous. I need some music for outrageous predictions, Hoffy. My other outrageous. No more preseason games coming up with the coming NFL season in 2025, and they're going to play the Super Bowl in one fixed location. In the rest of the history for the Super Bowl, if they don't have it scheduled, they're going to move it. All the games are going to be played in Vegas for the rest of the time they play Super Bowl.
I think that's interesting.
They're going to play in there.
Kind of makes sense. But
outrageous prediction.
But don't the cities want the income from the Super
Bowl? Sure.
No, but they don't get it. No, sorry. It's the NFL. They can do whatever they want, dude. Yeah. They're not thinking about, Miami's not going to. Tough. Right. Tough Anita Dick in me. Tough.
No, it's Anita Dick in me.
Oh, you have to say it kind of modestly. Anita Dick in me.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's she's from Brazil. I'm sorry.
What am I? Am I saying it wrong?
You're saying it like Speedy Gonzalez's cousin.
Oh, you mean Slowpoke?
Yeah,
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Matthew Gonzalez.
Why doesn't Slowpoke? How is he still alive? But people aren't they chasing him?
He's got these
whiskers. You know what Slowpoke Rodriguez's secret is? He has a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a cartoon we watched, Tom.
Doesn't he have a bindle?
Yeah.
He's
just walking along. He pulls his gun out, Tom.
I see.
Where were we? A new era has arrived in...
The world of table tennis.
College football, that's right. Oh. With some of the most recognizable programs now playing in different leagues. Who's going to win the Big Ten this year? Oregon? What? That's very well could be.
How many teams are in it now?
The college football playoff expands from 4 to 12 teams this coming season. There's also change for some of the biggest games, biggest names. Jim Harbaugh is with the Chargers now. Nick Saban is broadcasting. And Dylan Gabriel, he's no longer the quarterback, wherever the hell he was, he's going to Oregon. That's why people are saying Oregon's going to win the Big Ten. There you go. German. Oh, this is one of these.
Is he related to Roman Gabriel?
Stupid. I don't think so. He might be. I think Roman Gabriel went to Oregon, now that I think about it. Maybe so. A German musician has broken the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of bass guitars.
Look at them all! I have many.
I see them, and all I think is, boom, 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 boom. You're invading Poland!
How did we get there?
I don't know. We're talking about bass guitars.
So it was a bass guitar in German reference. You just went all German.
Not even all German. You just went all Nazi.
You could have made like a taking a walk joke.
Mr.
Bad as Anita Dick in me. Miss Dick in me.
It's Dick in me. Yeah. Please.
Also, I thought it was the accent that was offensive. Clearly it's not.
Mr. Uli.
Yeah.
Uli. Psalm. Salm.
You ever see Uli's Gold, chick?
I did. I like that.
Peter Fonda.
Nice film.
Peter Fonda. Yeah. Nice movie. Yes. You ever see it, Christy?
No.
It's about honey.
Uli earned the record title with a collection consisting of 850 854. That's amazing.
Ace, who's the most German rock band?
Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Oh, yeah. Are they German?
Huh. I kind of did not know that they were from Germany. Just thought maybe.
And where's the
uncut? Totally.
Where's the Bond Autobahn guys from?
Kraftwerk.
Are they?
They are getting a lot of shout outs in the hip hop world. Like, yeah, they're using a lot of
their
beats.
They kind of invented a lot of that beat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are they of German origin? I don't know.
That I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. They spell their Kraftwerk with Kraftwerk. A K.
Of course, Rammstein. Yeah, they're heavier. And
is it Rammstein or Rammstein?
Is that the steamroller?
I kind of don't know.
Is that the steamroller guy?
No, that's Mannheim Steamroller. Is that who you're thinking?
Oh, Mannheim Steamroller, yeah.
And that's James Taylor Steamroller? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. So the world's largest bass collection. This guy has 854 bass guitars.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's amazing.
That's a lot.
It's too many.
It is too many.
There are young men and women out there who should grab those bass guitars and play them.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need any.
Am I the only one that loves bass?
I like it, but we don't need more bassists out
there. Oh, really? There are plenty?
Yeah, let's get some guitarists out there. Get some singers. Guys, have dreams. Go all the way. Don't make your dream to be the backup.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
So if you form a band and you go, hey, we need people for a band, are you getting like maybe a guy who might be a singer, sort of a lead guitarist, and eight bassists showing up?
I just think generally you're having, hey, we got three guitarists. Hey, you know what, dude? Can you please play bass tonight?
That's exactly
right. And then you're stuck playing bass for the rest of the day.
Like Paul McCartney.
What?
Kraftwerk?
Autobahn. Always reminded me of the Beach Boys.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Maybe the Normandy Beach Boys.
Is that a mess or a stuff club?
They're invading. They're coming for our women. Where's Anita Bushmelt?
He's not.
What's her name again?
He's doubling. Anita Dickin' Me.
Dickin' Me.
He's not.
Like Dikembo.
He likes
me.
So the president. This story goes, this guy has a bass museum. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that? Hey, kids.
I can.
Got a summer vacation coming up. What do you think? Either the bass museum or Disney World? What do you say?
Bass museum, maybe.
He could open his own bass pro shop.
There you go. That's cute.
Have t-shirts.
Very cute.
Something for us to kind of smile at.
Did you hear Godwin when he said, there you go.
Well, you got one. Hey, look, there was no whiff of a Nazi in that joke.
Here's some more Kraftwerk, Tom.
I like the Count Basie. No, he plays bass.
You might like this Kraftwerk song. Scary. Okay, Tom?
I want to make it with you.
I thought to make it with you.
Make it, girl.
I'm about to enjoy bread. I'm about to make it, Mr. Bread Lady. Susan Dick and me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.